7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, that is not the correct time, but it doesn't matter because I'm here to tell you what time it really is. It is 19:30 UTC. And once again, that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Oh boy. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. But you probably knew that already. If you didn't, that just means this is probably your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case, I feel compelled to welcome you. Welcome! Welcome, dear listener and potential new committee member. Like I said, my name is Tobe. And I like to drink tea. Whew. I'm really thirsty today, too. So you might be wondering, what kind of tea are you drinking? But some of you aren't wondering that. Some of you are thinking, oh yeah, he's still drinking that Dahong Pao from yesterday, the new Dahong Pao. Well, it turns out that I'm not. I was thinking about drinking more Dahong Pao today, but then I remembered, man, maybe I should change it up, and maybe I should kill the rest of this Jinjin Mei. So that is what I'm drinking today. I'm drinking Jinjin Mei, and I'm drinking the last of the first batch of the good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, the last of the bag. And it's good, don't get me wrong. It's very tasty, very delicious tea. But, like I said, it's the last of it. And so I'm drinking a lot of little fine dust. A little fine tea powder, etc., etc. But boy, is it tasty. It's so good, I don't even know what to think. I'm very happy. I'm very happy that I'm drinking tea. Mm. Oh, yeah, it's so good. Mm. So that's happening. Other things that are happening include, but are not limited to, some street construction going on in front of my house. Or at least that's how I woke up this morning. Boom, smash, crash, bang, 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 boom, boom, all this huge, loud, crazy noises, and then it all kind of stopped. About maybe half an hour ago? I don't know, less than that. And now guys are driving down the street. By guys, I mean workers. In one of the construction daddy trucks, and they're picking up concrete forms. Okay, this is a good sign. That means the concrete is good and it works because they are able to drive a truck on it. Yay. But, I still don't have an apron. You know, the apron of my driveway, the little piece that connects my driveway and then the sidewalk into the street, that is not there right now. It does not look like they're going to be putting that in today. So I'm still trapped in my house. Dun, dun, dun. Very exciting. But kind of boring. But also kind of anxiety-inducing, but sort of not. I need some stuff. I need to go out and buy some stuff. But I can't go out and get anywhere or do anything. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, you knew this was going to happen. Why didn't you just pull your car out of your garage like 3 weeks ago and park it on the street? Well, yeah, I would have done that if they would have been able to tell me when the street was going to be destroyed. Everyone may remember that when this started, I got this convenient letter. This one right here. The one that says, "Dear tenants and residents, the recent water main break will require the city of Omaha to reconstruct the street known as Tobes Street. The police and fire departments have been notified of the project's temporary closings and restrictions. The city of Omaha has contracted with Spencer Management to restore the roadway and other repairs as needed." And here's the important part. "During the reconstruction, you may not have access to your driveway, and you," and now in bold, "will be," and then stop bold, "notified in the event that the vehicle access will be restricted. If your driveway is not accessible, you will need to park on the street where possible." Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was never notified. Never notified when my vehicle access would be restricted. So here I am, stuck in my house, day number I don't even know what. Yada, yada, but it doesn't matter. It's not like there's anything to do anyway. It's not like the weather's so great we can go outside and look for marmots and stuff, because no, we can't do that. It's too snowy, too melty, everything's melting. Today's another nice day, and I might actually be able to get out today, because the plan is to have the emeritus approach my location strategically and tactically. And then I will walk out of my house. I will exfiltrate to my, what's the word I'm looking for? For my exfil zone. I will exfiltrate to the rendezvous. At which point I will be lifted. And we will need to go to the store. I need to go buy stuff. I need some weird stuff. I need batteries. And I need light bulbs. And there's tons of other stuff that now I can't even remember what it was that I needed. I got just about everything else. Got plenty of food. I got food for days. I got soap. I got shampoo. That's more important than anybody can possibly imagine. I got plenty of shampoo. And I also have other strategic shampoo reserves. Just in case. Just in case something goes down, I am going to have need my shampoo. Longtime committee members will remember what kind of shampoo that I use. It is, of course, horse shampoo. And you can buy it at the horse shampoo store. And that's where I need to go to buy it. And should I be buying some more soon? Yeah, I kind of... although I don't really need to. And the next time I have access to a street and I can actually leave, maybe I should go buy some more horse shampoo. But is that what I really want today? What would I like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
And it is true that I would like to buy a hamburger. I do love hamburgers. But this is not hamburger day. Yesterday was hamburger day. I did eat a delicious hamburger. Sort of. But what I'm really focusing on today is the tea. I'm going to be drinking some more tea. Oh, and yeah, that's something else I've been focusing on. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Maybe you caught it this morning. Maybe you noticed this earlier. Oh, there's been a big uproar and a hullabaloo in the Premier League during the Albion Derby. Oh my goodness, there was a little bit of a referee mistake and now everybody's up in arms. Oh, whoa, good tea. Did I mention that already? So yummy. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I love drinking tea. So, I would love to sit here and tell you all about this refereeing controversy, but I know you don't care because nobody here is a big football fan, and that's okay. That's okay. You can like whatever you want. But I really have to question your decision-making skills, since football is the greatest sports ball ever. And that's okay. I cannot force you to love football. I wish I could. I wish I could send the so-censors after you to so-sense you into loving football. But I can't. Not because I, you know, can't commend the so-censors. Now I know a lot of you people are thinking, so-censors, Tobe, what's that? Well, I'll show you. Put your hands like this and say so-censor. Really loud this time. So soon, sir.
So soon, sir!
で、そのまま空高く飛んでいったら教えてあげる。
It never gets old for me. Never. Get it together, together. Pull yourself together, Tobe. You got it. Get back into it. Personally, I don't need to worry about so-censors. I've got other problems to concentrate on. I've got other defensive tactics to take up. Because, you know, I've got to protect the committee. It is my duty to protect the committee. And I know a lot of what you people are thinking is, from what, Tobe? From what? Well, I'm so glad you asked. And don't you already know to begin with? Boy, are you going to get it now.
Boy, are you going to get it now.
Boom.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And our mom just drove up. Give me something fast. Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Oh, Kirk.
Yeah? Before he starts to
That's watch. Right. 409 special. My name is Tobe. Not only am I the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, I'm the one protecting you from Kirk Cameron's greasy little 1981 mom.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just being greasy in 1981. 1981, Mom. Oh, you knew I was going to say that all along, didn't you? Yeah, of course you did. But now I think it's time for some music, and I want to hear something awesome. So I think today it's going to be the Yoshida Brothers. Yeah. Okay. That was awesome. That was the song Nikata by the Yoshida Brothers. I love those guys, and I want to be in their band. But I don't think that's really an option. So instead, maybe I'll just sort of sit here and pretend that I've got something else going on, which I absolutely do not, trust me. I have no idea what I'm doing today. Am I waiting for another football game to come on? No, it's not on. It's on Peacock, and I don't have the app. App. Get your app so you can stream things for free. Yeah, get the app so they can give you more advertising. Yeah, get that app. I'm going to get an app. Oh, but what is that loud? What is that? Okay, hold on a second. There's something going on outside now. I'm now hearing loud noises and thumps and stumps and crumps and jumps. And we need to go see what's going on. Am I going to get my driveway poured today? Or at least my apron? Am I ever going to be able to leave the house? I don't know. Let's go out here and see what's going on. Well, it appears to be another very sunny day. A lot of snow has melted, but there's still snow everywhere. Wow. It is really warm. That might explain the bugs I've been finding in the house. In the last 12 hours, I have found two bugs in my house. One was a little flying dude, and one was a little silverfish in my bathtub. All right, as I look up the street, yeah, we got the guys are putting in the forms for the concrete. But they have not made it to my house yet. Let's see, what do we got? Oh, we've got like the street completely built. This is great. But there is a gap. There is a 1 meter gap between my driveway and the street. And it is approximately 50 centimeters deep in the deepest spot. So yeah, I cannot traverse this unless I were to, I don't know, could I build a bridge? Do I have bridging equipment? I do not have bridging equipment. My neighbors across the street, whose side of their street was finished weeks ago, they have no aprons. But yeah, so two houses up, or three houses up, they are putting in forms and it looks like they're getting ready to pour. My immediate neighbor, Shannon, he's got forms put in. But are they gonna pour anything today? I think I can hear a truck way up there. Yeah, but that's not a concrete truck, so yeah, am I gonna get an apron poured today or not? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Boy, it's a really nice day. Birds are chirping. It's probably 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's probably 15 Celsius. And there's nothing in my mailbox. Jeez, what are we doing? Standing around in my house. I just remembered. Yeah, we can't go anywhere. We can't go to Heron Haven. We can't go to OPPD. We can't go anywhere. Because I've got no way to get there. Now, yeah, see if Shannon's... I was thinking about this earlier. I could potentially, if Shannon's driveway was completed, I could potentially back out of my driveway, do a little 2.5 point turn, drive through my yard onto my neighbor's driveway and drive out, but he doesn't have an apron either. There is no way in hell I'm getting out here for another couple days. Hey, oh, it's getting annoying. It's getting annoying. Couldn't we be out looking for golf balls or something? No. Golf course isn't open yet. So nobody's golfing. Okay, so here we are. Back in the fun zone. But this isn't all that fun. It's more fun to be outside. I just want to go somewhere. I've been locked up in my house for so freaking long now. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but Tobe, where would you go? Well, I don't know. I'd probably go to Pineapple Bee's.
You and the Colonel, happy birthday!
Oh, thank you, Quaffio.
Happy birthday, Overdale.
Right on.
Welcome to Pineapple Bee's. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just that and you're hungry, there, don't they? Well, let's go! In my opinion, it's Pineapple Bee's. Put up an entree of pineapple. With the size of danger. And you get two sides, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
You know, I really don't think I'm asking for a lot out of life. I just want a side of danger. Is that really too much? Ooh, listen to that rumble. Wow. I don't know what's going on out there. But it sounds like a platoon of tanks just drove by. That was intense. Oh, the whole house was shaking and rattling. That was crazy. Boom, boom, boom. You can hear that, right? It sounds like gunfire. It sounds like cannon fire. It sounds like we need to stand up and see what's going on out there now. We were just out there. How did we miss all the fun action? Ow, my knee. Yeah, I sat down weird last night a little bit and I kind of messed my knee up. It's not all that bad, really. It's just weird. Okay, there's guys standing around in my driveway now. Oh, they're putting in some boards. It looks like they're creating forms. Concrete forms. But why have they laid down the blanket over the dirt? The dirt doesn't need to be kept warm. And then the bobcat drives by. It's got some thing on the front. It must be surfacing. They are surfacing the concrete. You know what? I don't think they're putting the forms in. I think they're just covering up the apron in case it... Oh, God damn it. That means that it's not getting done today. Yeah. This is taking a little bit longer than I would have liked. Why is it taking so damn long? I don't know. I don't know. I guess we could have a cat party or
cat
something.
Cat party!
Yeah! Everybody dance!
Meow.
Woo! Yeah, everybody needs to have a cat party. And everybody knows that you can't have a cat party without some more music and chocolate. So combine chocolate with music to get Gimme Chocolate by Baby Metal. oh, I love you. Yeah, don't act like you don't love baby metal. I love baby metal so much. Greatest band ever. You know, where's Bob? Where's Bob Yonkman? Where's Bob J? He should realize that we play way more baby metal on this show than we play the Stones, but that's not what's interesting me right now. If I seem vaguely distracted, it's because I was looking down here, and I have this hair on my foot. One of the hairs in my head fell out, and it's on my foot, and I grabbed it, and it's fascinating me because it's, you know, 2 feet long, 60 centimeters, and it's two color. You know, the first half of it, the first, you know, like, yeah, 20 centimeters is, you know, that cool classic taupe brown color. And the rest of it is, you know, that cool classic taupe grayish blue color. So I have two-tone hair, just like Billie Eilish. And that makes me happy because I've been sitting here talking about the Dubious Golds Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now it's over and I gotta go, so bye, bye, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah.